And Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that is the first third of the Amud. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu l'Rabbi Zeira, leisei mar lisni. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Rabbi Zeira that he should come and teach him something. Amalei cholash liboy, that he is weak, he's not bekoyach. The lo yachilna, I can't. So he said, Lema mal milse dagadete. So mustama milse dagadete, it seems is easier to say over. In the Yanyakiv says, because dagode is moishech liboy shel odom. So if you have to have something to be ma'ira the leiv, it's cholash liboy, so agadete is good for that. Omalai ochi yomar ab yoichanim. May derseiv ki ha'odom eitz ha'sodeh, v'chi odom eitz ha'sodehu, is an odom eitz ha'sodeh, what is pshat in posik, ela mishum derseiv ki mimenu soichal v'oisoi loisichois. It says, by the eitz ha'sodeh, there's two types of atzei sodeh. There's an eitz machel. By an eitz machel, it says, ki mimenu soichal v'oisoi loisichois. And an eitz, that's an ilan srok, that's not an eitz machel, it says, uchsiv oisei sashchis v'chorot. So memele, in the posik is medame, that ha'odom is similar to eitz hasod. There are two types of eitzim. There's an eitz machel, and there's not an eitz machel. Ha'keitzat, im talmud chochem hogun hu, if the Rebbe is a talmud chochem hogun, Mimenu soichal v'oisoi loisichois. Bimlav oisoi sashchis v'chorota. The Yinyakiv says pshat, ki mimenu soichal v'oisoi loisichois. He brings a gemara in Avodah Zarah that mimenu soichal, you can derive hana from him, you can learn from him. And that means that he's never nichas. That means that Talmud Chochem is the Talmidim. He left over, the Talmidim say over Shmaitze b'shmoy. So it's ke'ilu hu chai lo'olam. A Talmud Chochem that's roi le'lamed. So he's never nichas. He's always around. Is the Shmaitze. Is she'omrim ha'talmidim b'shmoy hen kayomim v'ave ke'ilu hu chai le'olam. That's how the Ian Yaakov says pshat in this pasuk. Let us see Rashi. V'chi odom yechilne le'migma, I can't teach you. V'chi odom eitz ha'sodeh. The pasuk doesn't make sense that an odom is an eitz ha'sodeh. Makish odom le'itz ha'sodeh. Ma eitz ha'sodeh meitz machel hu mimenu toichel. Ba'oisai loisichais. Kach talmidei chachamim im hagen hu. Imenu toichal. Lemoid heimenu. Im lav. Oisai sashris. So here sashris Rashi says means sume yolov. Go away from him. Don't learn from him. Let us see toisvis. Im talmud chacham hagen hu. Mimenu soichal. Perish lemoid lefonov. Va'oisoi loisichrois, kloima loisi porid mimenu leilech lifnei rav acher. That means if you found another rav, if you found a rav, which is a Talmud Chochem Hogum, so you should not go to another rav. That's Mitaisus is saying a yesod. The Medrash Shmuel, Perik Aleph, Mishneh Vov, and Ovis says, Mishneh says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya Oimer Asei Lecho Rav. So the Medrash Shmuel says, She'ein toiv la'odom she'yilmad mechachomim rabim b'choch ma'achas, ki ulai tiyenes voreiseyim shoynes zu mizu v'yizbalbo. Yeshua ben Prachya said an eitze, that one should have one Rebbe, Kaponim in the same Indian, B'choch me'achas, you should have one Rebbe. So that's what Taisvis is saying, that's on the Pasuk. Here it's saying that Yesod, that if he's a Talmud Chochem Hogum, learn from him. ואויסוי לאי סיכויס קלוימה לאי סיפורד ממנו לילך לפני רב אחר. That means you shouldn't go to another rab. And what's wrong? That basically says if one should not learn from more than one rab. If you'll find a second rab, that's also hogun. But if you found one rab, remain by him. Vim lav, leisil med lefonov. You shouldn't learn from him if he's not a hogun. What's any hogun? The Rambam, he speaks about a Talmud Hogan, or a Talmud Sheine Hogan, he says, Im hu hoylech bederech loy toive. He feels sich nicht richtig. Behod am rinen de loimde mit Talmud Chochem afopi Sheine Hogan ke Rameye, so ye loimde lifnei Acher be Meseches Hagige, Rameye learned from Acher, and Acher sicher wasn't a Hogan, Heinu davke Talmud Chochem yochel ilmed lefonov. If he himself is a Talmud Chochem, then he's able to learn the Chochma from him and not to learn from his anhogis. Because he'll be influenced by his anhogis, and memela so he's losing more than he's gaining. Oma Rabbi Chome b'Rabbi Chanine. My derziv barzel bil barzel yochat loy meloch ma barzel ze echod mechadeid es chaveroi. Just like if you have two irons, so one sharpens the other. Av shnei talmidei chachamim mechadedim ze es ze bahaloche. So two talmidei chachamim learning together, so one sharpens the other. Also, what does Rashi say? Barzel be barzel yochad beish yachad pnei re'ehu. This is the end of the pasuk. Ma barzel ze echod mechadid es chaveroi kegoin sakin al gabi chaverto. So here it's also the same. The Ian Yaakov wants to say what is the hemshech? What is the hemshech to the previous maimer? So he says the hemshech is that if you can't find a rebbe that's a hogun, so the next best is find al kaponim a chaver hogun. So that's what one should do. Oma rabbe bar bachon eloma nimshalu divrei teire ka'esh shenema halay kai dvori ka'esh numa Hashem. Loimeloch me'esh ainei doilek yechidi, just like an esh is not doilek yechidi, avdi beriteira ain miskaimim bi yechidi. Vahainu da'oma rab yoisi bar chanine mai dechsiv cherev el habadim v'nei olu, cherev al seineim shal tamidei chachomim sha'iskim bad bebad beteira. That badim is that loshen of bodot that you have people who are learning alone. So cherev el badim, chayev misis cherev. Why the chayev misis cherev? So the Marsha and Makis says pshat. Marsha says amir de kepshat. He says a teirak daisha mitaych oimik inyano. Samir dike amkes and teire, lo yovei ha'odom al burio v'amitosos, a person cannot get a klorkite in teire, cannot be mechaven amitosos shel teire, rak ayidei pilpul v'chidot im chaverim. And in order to understand teire, one needs pilpul chaverim and chidot chaverim. That is limudat teire. Ma she'en kein dosei akum, when we're speaking about goyish laws, kol echad oisa leidas lefi ritzoinoi vedatoi, so there everyone makes his own laws according to his own whims, then tzorich lechaveirim. So if a person wants to learn the dosim, the laws of a goyim, you don't need a chava for it. It's understandable. And if it's not, you make a clause, you make it, it should be the way you'll understand it. So the Marsha says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Akum sha'isik b'toyre chayev mise. It's chayev mise sayev. So he says, not only if a goy is oisik b'toyre, no, if a yid is oisik like a goy, so he's also chayev mise. That means a goy doesn't need a chava. He can understand the things he's learning. You don't need a chava to get a klokait in it. So he says, if the oiskim bad bebad, so he's learning Torah the way a goy learns. That's why he's chayiv misen mitz misesai. That's the pshat and cherev al seineim shel tamidei chachamim. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that the Mishnah says in Ovis, cherev bo lo'ilom al ivus hadin. So Memele, the Muslims say later, le'oidalo shemetapshim. So if they're metapshim, so Memele, they're not mechavon lamitoi, so there's an ivus hadin. So Memele, that brings about cherev. Le'idach gise, the Mephoshim say, that ha'oiskim bad bevad. That means that each one is learning alone. That means there is another person theoretically he could learn with, but they're not learning together. Then there's an oinish of cherev el habadim, that the two single people, then there's an oinish of cherev el habadim. The person can't find a chavrusa, so then there's no oinish of cherev el habadim. I mean, what should he do? Then he should zicha learn alone. V'lechad yeshev oloimed HaKadosh Baruch Hu keivei oloi socha. That's the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, pshat in the Mishnah and Oveis, shnayim sheyoishvim v'ein b'neim divrei teire, harei zamoy shebleitzim. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, and Dachan Tosfos Yom Tov says this also, shnayim sheyoishvim v'ein b'neim divrei teire. That means not that v'ein b'neim divrei teire. Each one is learning. But what the v'ein b'neim divrei teire. There's no divrei teire between one and the other. That each one lachs up from the other. He says, why should I learn with him? He can't help me. And the other one is saying the same thing. So you have two people which are leitzim, which are lachsing up one from the other, even though they're learning. That's the cherev el habadim. That the oiskim bad bebad, each one is learning alone. V'loi oid el shemetapshin shenema v'noi alu. That's a loshin, we'll see, of tipshis. V'loi oid elo shechaitim ksivhoche v'noi alu ksivhosom asher noi alnu v'asher chotonu. So we see that noi alnu is a loshen of chet. V'boyis eima mehoche noi alu sore tzoyam. Also a loshen of chet. V'hisu when they were, no, noi alu sore tzoyam v'hisu es mitzrayim. So we see v'hisu is a loshen of chet, so that means that they were machti then. This is also a loshen chet. Let us see Rashi. With Rashi, Eina delekes yechidi, Eitzechad in delekes, Ela beiz oigimul biyacha, that is a kiyam istamit. Yechidi b'loi chover she yechad edenu, Shemaisif en tipshis d'chsib ne'alnu, Asher ne'alnu metalgum ditafshonu. Shechaitim d'chsiv noyelu gabi chotonu. Vibo yiseyme mahochan noy alu sori tzoyan vehisu es mitraim v'toye hainei chait. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzrok lomo nimshulu divrei teire ka'eitz shenema eitz chayim hi lamachazikim bo loy meloch ma'eitz koton madlikas agodul, av tamidei chachomim ktanim mechadidim es agdoilim. Usually when you want to kindle a fire, so you take small eitzim, you kindle them, and then from them the fire can start. But you have to start with an eitz koton. Av tamidei chachomim ktanim mechadidim es agdoilim. Vahainu da omar Rab Chanine harbe lomati merabosai, chaveirai yoise merabosai, mitalmidai yoise mikulam. Agavuchadi in Yaakov says, you need, but it's a seder take. So even though it's mitamida yaisi mikulam, so you can't start becoming a Rebbe right away. You need the seder of rabbeisai, then chaveirai, and then talmidai, and then there's a harbei. Let us see Rashi. Tanim mechadedin. No, Rashi before. Toire ke'eitzur sivei tchaim ilo marzikenbok, shemadlik esa u, matzis esa eitzim dakin tchile. So first he kindles the small pieces of wood. Ktanim mechadedin, sheshoyalin kol sho. Tchided is they're always asking. Sam Sefer says, interessante Sache. He says, when a Rebbe says over something to Talmidim, he says, ki ha-emes tamun me'enei ha-rav mitchile. When a Rebbe says over something, so he says something, he believes this is right, but the oimik of what he is saying, he himself doesn't understand. Ki ha-emes tamun me'enei ha-rav mitchile, she'enei masig oimik hasagas atzmai. He doesn't understand what he's saying. The amkis, veine magia l'asher heichinu loy lemailo lekabel. That means we had once mentioned from the Ponim Yofis. The Ponim Yofis says that many times that ein adam loymed mikol adam. So each talmid has a rebbe that's meyuchet for him, and he is the tziner. That through this Rebbe, the Talmud will be able to steig in learning. So the Rebbe gets because of the Talmud. So the mashpia to the Rebbe because of the Talmud. Now, this yediyah that the Rebbe has, he himself does not understand it completely. Einei masik oimik hasoges atzmoi, veinei megiel asher hechino loy lemailo lekabel. That means that what they gave him, and he writes, it's like he sees something that's very brilliant, and it's so brilliant he can't see the whole thing. He says the Talmud doesn't bechlau see the brilliance of the svara, what the Rebbe is saying. He gives a moshel, he says the Talmud just can see it in a very vague form, so the Talmud is only asking kashas. And through the kashas of the Talmud, then the Rebbe himself begins to understand, which he himself wasn't masik before, the oimik of what he had said over. So lemaise, so that's mitamida yaisa mikulam. Zok de gemara weiter, Rab Chanine bar Papa Rami, ksiv likras tzomei heisoyu moim. A person who is thirsty, you should bring him water. Receive hoikol tzomei lechulamayim. And another pasuk says that a person who is thirsty should go to the water. Im talmud hogun hu likras tzomei esoyimoyim. Pisa talmud hogun, so the Rebbe should go to the talmud. Bim loy, and if he's not a talmud hogun, hoikol tzomei lechulamayim, then the Talmud goes to the Rebbe. That's how Rashi says, so let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Heisoyu mashme lohoylech loymayim. Ruchsiv lechu lemayim, yeylechu atzma, himself should go. Im Talmud hogun, sheroitze lilmoid mimcha, he wants to learn from you, mitzvah l'rav leylech etzloy bimkoymoy. So the Rav, there's a mitzvah on the Rav to go to him. Vim lav, so then you don't go to the Talmud. Yelechu Eitzel Horav. So here would seem you do learn with a Talmud Hogun, Shene Hogun, but the Seder is not that you go to him, he goes to you. I have a Shtikel Ha'ore, really I don't know how the Rabbeinu Al-Yokim learned Pshat in this Gemara, but there's a Gemara in Yume Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis speaks about a shaila that in Yom Kippurim a Talmud is permitted to go into water, even though there's a Shaila of Lechitze, to go over a body of water in order to learn by the Rebbe. So the Gemara clears a Shaila, is the Rebbe permitted to go to the Talmud? The Gemara believes by a Teiko. Is the Talmud permitted to go into water, is Maver as a Mayim to learn by the Rebbe? But the Gemara believes by a Shaila. The Rabbeinu Eliyakim in Yuma says, that what the Gemara has a Shaila, it's speaking about Shahat Talmud Hoyachoyle, that the Talmud is sick and he can't go to the Rebbe. Vafal Pike, we have a Shaila if the Rebbe could go to the Talmud. So that alone was schwer. When we were learning Yuma, I didn't understand close, so what's the Shaila? So the Talmud is sick. So why Mechitesi, the Rebbe shouldn't go over. But now, the Shaila is more complicated. What kind of a Talmud is he? If he's a Talmud, Hogun, so verkehrt is a mitzvah on the Rebbe to get, let him be gesund to hate. Verkehrt, da steht doch, hey, so you mayim, there's a mitzvah on the Rebbe to go to the Talmud. And if he's not a Talmud, Hogun, so forget about Yom Kippur, forget about the water. You don't go to a Talmud. I mean, that's what the Gemara says over here. Yelchut, I mean, the Pasuk says that if he's a Talmud Shein Hogun, you don't go to the Talmud. The Talmud has to go to you. Maybe the Talmud has to be machni himself to you. But in Yom Kippur, it's a modern maise. If he's a Talmud Hogun, other rabbi, he should go to him. What should be the Shaila? And if he's not a Talmud Hogun, so, I mean, I feel it's not Yom Kippur also, she's not allowed to go to him. Agavuche, and this posik, I saw they bring down from Goyen Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita, that when the posik is speaking about Teire, the posik is speaking is Mamshul Teire Temayim, and the person who is learning to Atzame. So he says, this is very meduyik. Just like the locha is Masechtas Brachas, Hashoyse Mayim Litzemoyin, a person is thirsty, then you make a brocha rishayne, you make a brocha achayne. The person drinks water and he's not thirsty, so memele, so you don't make a brocha, because water is unique, that if you're not thirsty, so there's no hanah from it. When one wants to derive benefit from Torah, it has to be tzame. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And be'emison, this is a Mishnah novice, ve'vi shoyse b'tzame es divrayim. The pasuk is telling us this yesod, that Torah should only be learned with a tzimoyim. Rashi in Ovei says, Pshat ka'odom shuhu tzomei v'toav v'shoyse l'tzimoyim v'loi ka'odom shuhu seveya. That's how Torah should be learned. It has to be learned with a tzimoyim, with a thirst, with a yearning. And the Rabbeinu Yoinah says, Amir dikizach, he says that the chshivis of divrei Torah is not dependent on what is being said, now is dependent on the person who's listening, what his attitude is to what he's listening to. He brings a posik in Mishlei. The posik says in Mishlei, Nefesh Seveya Tovus Neifes. Nefesh Seveya means that a person who's zat, he's not thirsty. He knows a lot already. Is Tovus, he'll step Neifes and Dvorim Mesukim. You can tell me, so the Rabbeinu Yoni says, Mi Shehu Soveya Midibrei Teire, Ve'ein Cheftzei Bohem, Afilu Oimrim Loi Magolius Bateire, you tell them pearls, beautiful things. Tamim HaMiyushovim Alalev, you'll tell them the most beautiful thing. Tovos Oysam Nafshe, he can't, it's nothing, he doesn't have anything from it. perhaps it echoes him. It does it. V'nefesh re'eva. But if the, by the Shemaya, he's a rov, he's hungry. Is kol mar. Afilu, something is bitter, is mosaik. By him it is sweet. So the Rabbi Yonah says, v'horov mehem. Umis'avel shomom. But a person who's hungry and he has a taiva to listen, afilu oimer leidova b'loy tam. It's nothing. He's telling him a dova poshet, yimosaik befiyu. So Kaponim, the Mishnah says in Ovois that is the only way Torah can be learned. One has to be a tzome. I once heard from my Shver Sachayna Levroch, he once was in Raden, Chalamoy Tzukis, Shabbos Chalamoy Tzukis, and he was there together, Rabbi Chonon was there, and the Chofetz Chaim was, Darshan, that Shabbos, he Darshan, Minyonah Deyoyme, and about Sukkis, Minyonah about Sukkis. And he was watching Rabbi Chonon was mamish listening with his eyes open and his, so attentively to everything the Rebbe said. So one would think that Chofetz Chaim said, Anushtik Teure. After the Chofetz Chaim spoke, Rabbi Chonon went over to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, this year the Rebbe added around 5-6 words to the drosha. So this pshat is the drosha that he said a year before and 2 years before, but this year he heard 5-6 words. That was the nefesh re'eva, is faker for kol mar mosik. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Pasuk is saying, that since Torah is Mayim, so the only way one can have anything from it is he has to be a Tzame. Now, Gavulche, the Shaila is, where does one get the Cheshik to learn? That's what they say over for one of the Gerer Rebbes. What if you don't have Cheshik, so what should you do? So he says you learn without Cheshik. But that's the mere Pshat is, there's a medrash. The medrash says, "Ma mayim kshe yitzma puhu shoysa arevim loy, kach divrei teire, kshe odom yogeya behem arevim loy." That means to get the arevis, the gishmak in teire, there is a tnai of yogeya. But after yogeya, then the zavtoch will be arevim loy, then it'll become a tzomei. Rabbi Chanine Bar Chome Romi, Ksiv Yafutzu Mayneisecho Chutzo. The person should be mefitz his yediyas in Torah. Ksiv Yilecho Levadecho. The Paker, don't tell anyone, it should be for you alone. Im Talmud Hogonu Yafutzu Mayneisecho Chutzo. Matters who's listening. If he's a Talmud Chocho, a Talmud Hogon, Yafutzu Mayneisecho, Vim Lav, Yiu lechol levadecha. Zogt Rashi, Yafutzu meinoisecha chutza im hogen hu emoyloi sisrei teure. That's Agios and Rashi. Vim lav yiu lechol levadecha vein lezorim ito. So lechere, that what Rashi says, sisrei teure is very good, because lechere it's a spirit to the Gemara before. The Gemara before, according to Rashi, the Gemara said that if he's not a Talmud Hagun, so you don't go to him, Abu Lechula Mayim, it seems you can learn with him. And here it says, Yi Lechola Vadecha, that you should not learn with him. So it could be that's why Rashi said, Sisrei Torah, that's what the Alkid Yeshaya says. That by Sisrei Torah, one does not learn at all with a Talmud She'enei Hagun. Oma Rab Chanine Bar Idi, Loma Nimshlo Divrei Teure Lamayim, Tachsiv Oiko Tzome Lechu Lamayim, Loi Moloch, Ma Mayim Menichem Mokim Gevoye Vahilchem Lamokim Nomuch, Av Divrei Teure Ein Meskaimim Ela Bemisha Daitoi Shveilo. That's verkehrt, that's where Teure finds its resting place, by one who is a shuffle. Rabbi Shai, Lama Nimshel Divrei Teure, Leshloisha Maskim Halolu, במים וביין ובחלב. תכסיב היקל צומי לכו למים, סתר הזנים של המים. תכסיב לכו שברו ואיכלו, לכו שברו, you should purchase it and eat it, בלוי חסף ובלוי מחיר, יין וחלב. You can purchase it, you can bekain it, בלוי כסף ובלוי מחיר, you don't have to pay for it. יין וחלב. Is loy malach, mash loy shemashkin, Agabucha Din Yaakov says, he brings that from here, that these three misholim, mayim, yayin, v'cholov, is mayim is going on Teresh HaBiksav, yayin is going on Mishnayis, and Talmud is nimshal to cholov, That's the libun halacha of the Mishnayis. That's why that's nimshal lecholov. Mash loisha mashkin halolu ein miskaimen ella bepochis shebekelim. Av divrei teire ein miskaimen ella bemisha daitoi shvela. He says the whole kiyum is davke bepochis shebekelim. Now the Gemara brings a maisim. Kida Omrolei, Bratei de Kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The daughter of the king told Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ei Chochma Mufu'oro, how could it be that you're such a beautiful Chochm Bechli Mechua? So one pshad is, we'll see this in Machlokes HaRishonim, one pshad is the bring down the Ran and Nedorim that says he was shocher, he was takemachur, he was not nice looking. So how could you hear, why is it that this chochme mufo'aro bechli mechua? Omar lo, so he told her, avicho romi chamre b'moni de pachre, does your father store wine in akli cheres? Omre lo, ela b'may nirmino, what else did you put wine in? Omar lo, she said, what else? Atum bachshavisu, you're chashav people, you're royal. Roma b'moni dava v'kaspa, you should put it in golden kalim, silver kalim. Ozla b'omro le'lavua, so that made sense to her, take. So she told it to her father, Rom yelechamre b'moni dava v'kaspa v'take, and it became sour. Ozlo b'omro le'lavua, so they came and told that to the father. You know, the wine became sour. Omar lo lebrate man omar lo ochi. Who told you this? This eitze. Omar le Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Kerui omar le amai omrit lo ochi. Why did you tell her this? Omar lo is. I told the keisa ki heichi the omri lo. The way she told me chochma mufuara bechli mechua. That's what I told her. Fakert, you see, fakert, that the kiyum, just like the kiyum of yayin, is only bechli mechuer, the kiyum of teir is also bechli mechuer. Frek the gemore v'ike shapiri the gemiri, but there are good-looking people who also learn. So the gemore answers, amir de kezachi, have his son who tvei have a gemire. If they wouldn't be so good-looking, they would have learned much better. So Merdiki Gemara, the way Rashi learns, Pshat, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shloisha Mashkim Alolo Mayim Yayin V'cholov, B'loi Chesev Zuha Teure, that's the Bach's Gis, Mayim Yayin V'cholov, B'loi Chesev Zuha Teure, Mi She'enei Noisim B'klum V'yoid, they don't give anything for it, V'yoid V'loim Do. Bepoche shebekeilim b'mani depacha. Der schoik oma omarames, b'mani depacha, der schoik oma omarames, mate meres li, b'loi ovich noisin yayin bekeilim uch orim sholcheres. Ve'ela b'mai nirmei im loibi sholcheres akuli ovdi hoch, even does like this. Betokiv hichmitz, ki eiche da omro li, eich ochma mufuare b'chlim b'chur, hochi omro lo, כי היכי דיין משתמה בכלים בחורה אף עתרם מסקיימס בי יויסר משאילו הויסי נועה. I would be, that's better than I would have been a נועה. Why? So the Gemara says, we do see that there are people, I have a son, oisam noim shehem chachamim, tvei have a gemiri, merdeke Rashi, she yefshel lenoe lahashpil datoi, and noe, the nesoin is so great that it can't be mashpil datoi, uboli de shikre, so mestame, he's about Gaive, so Terosa Mishtakechas Mimeno, Mistalekas Mimeno. So Memela Fakert, so Fakert, this Oifen of Ashpole is a Broche, not a Klole. Let us see Toisvis. Af Divrei Teire, Vecheinami Amrin in that water, the Teire is only Miskayim, Amisha Daita Shvele. So this says, "V'reinami amrinim be'erivim perikets el ma'abrim, loy ba'shemayimi v'loy me'evolayami, k'loy me'leisim tza'atoyre b'mi shemagbiya atzmoi k'shemayim, shedatoy gavoya." So me'mele, so that's, we also see the same thing. Then, loy me'evolayam, loy besoichim ha'hilchim b'medinas hayom, be'ever hayom, that means if you have another occupation, it seems you can't have a tzloch in the safra. Chinami isa hosam loy besachonim v'loy betagrim v'loy beistrologim. Kloima boisin sharoim bekechovim. Omru lei l'shmul v'amar istrologisu. So how could that be? Amalu teisili de ma'ainabu ela be'idin de nafke lemaye, perish vato mayim, le'ani mevato la'atzmi. That means I'm not taking away any time. Yavisonu havi chakimi tvei, perish imhoyo soinim hayoifi, havo tamide chachamim biyoisa. So the Svas Emes says Pshat in this Taisvis, he says as a machlokes harishonim, what's Pshat in Agemore? Rashi seems to say over here in Agemore, and that a person who's a Noe, Oisam Noim, he was a machur, and a person who's Noe, he has a terrible nesoyim that Zevshele lahashpo daitei. So we're speaking about partially about a physical mum, that the person was born, he's not knowing. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis says, Chochma Mufu'ara B'chli Mechur Agemore. So Rashi says, a very interesting pshat. Dalkoi Shal Talmidei Chachomim Shemitztarim Al Limud HaTorah Ve'einam mechapsim bigdeyem. They don't wash their clothing. So it's very interesting. So that's the kli, that it's chochma mechur, kli mechur. Fakert, the begodim are not nice. So fakert, they don't have time for this. So he says, Tosis learns like that Rashi. Im hoyu soinim hayoifi. That means, if yoifi means so much to them, so therefore they give time, or take away time from learning, to make sure that their clothing is nice. Some are male, so they have less time to learn. Im hoyu soinim hayoifi, abitamidei chachomim b'yoisa. With this, the Bach wants to say, that according to Alahai Pirushe, niche mishutri de Yaakov de Rababo. That means Yaakov was main shufra dodem arishin, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bo, they were beautiful people. And here it seems, according to Rashi, he efshol in no lahashpo data yaboli de shikre. Svas Emes says that, forget, that was their godless, takert. I mean, we're speaking about the Gemara, he spoke b'derech klal. Usually, a Noe will find it impossible to be mashbel himself, but the godless of Yaakov and Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yochanan was that even though they had this Nisoyin, they overcame the Nisoyin. Dova acher, mashloishe mashkim halolu einif solim, elo behesach hadas, אף דברי תוירה אין משתקרן אלו בהסך הדס. אז הגיוס על נפסולם בהסך הדס, אז משתקרן בהסך הדס. אתה אין אלו. בהסך הדס, שאם לא ישמרים יופי, that means that if you don't, even מסיח דס, שאם לא ישמרים יופי, you נשפוכם. That means he's a very... They're very easily hoilchin le'ibut, they'll get spilt out, le'inoifel le'soichen dover mos, v'nifsoli milishtois, b'dover kal, yoyser mishemen udvash, mitoich sheheim ovim, this is a thick mashke, tzofe, so if something falls into it, is tzofe hapsoilus l'maylo, ואפשר אודם נויטל העליין וזרקה לחוץ, פתחתם בר ונוקי, מה שאין כן במשקה צולו, שאין אי אוב, but it's a clear, thin משקה, סממילה, so that, so if you מסיח דאס, so it's very easily becomes נפסל. So the same thing is with תשע, בהסך הדאס, what is הסך הדאס? Im einoi machziram tomit. That's called esach adas. Person is not kaseidach hazering, so memele, it's nishtakech mimenu. Omar Rabbi Chome b'Rab Chanine, godol yoim hakshomim, lizgirsois ki yoim or mi yoim. It's ki yoim, so it's equal, if it's mi yoim, it's greater. שנברו שמיים ואורץ שנמה הרעיפו שמיים ממעל ושחוקים יזלו צדק. So here we're speaking about the פעולה that the שמיים and the שחוקים are giving out rain. תפתח ארץ, the ארץ opens up, ויפרו ישע וצדוקת עצמיח. Yachad ani Hashem berosiv. Tatsmiach yachad. Yesha utztokat tatsmiach yachad. Ani Hashem berosiv. So the Rabbeinu Shalom is mespoir, I created this. So we're speaking about the Shamayim, and we're speaking about the rain. The Rabbeinu Shalom is mespoir, ani Hashem berosiv, that I created the rain. Berosim loinema. Doesn't say that the Rabbeinu Shalom said he created the same Loshnag, Bereshis, Bora, Lakim, Sheshemayim, Ves, Oretz, that there was also a Briye, but here it says, a Briye, Ani Hashem, Berosiv, Berosim, Leinema, Elo, Berosiv. What does Rashi say? Shenema, Harifu, Shamayim, Imal, Ushchokim, Yizlo, Tzedek, Tiftach, Eretz, Viyifru, Yesha, Utztoker, Tatsmiach, Yachad, Ani Hashem, Berosiv, Berosim leinema. The mashm, if we say berosim, ashchokim yizlokoi, then it's going on the shchokim, on the shamayim. Alani Hashem berosiv letalo moto. Shma mino shemishtabeach emispeach kodesh borchu bimitara shamayim. So memele, so it's either equivalent or better. What does Taisva say? Berosim leinema elo berosiv. Perish the mashmid the mahada ageshen. Im kain, mishum de godel, yoim akshomim, ki yoim shenivra boi shamayim v'oretz, is mishtabeich be'a kodesh bochu. So the bainish loilom is mispoyer with the shamayim. Yabaksiv barosim av a mashmid the hada a shamayim v'oretz. Sok te gemore vaita. Omar av oishaye, godel, yoim akshomim, שאפילו ישוע פורו ורוב הבוי. ונני יום הקשומים, that is a זמן of ישועס. שנמר תפתח ארץ, ויפרו ישע. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, ישוע פורו ורוב הבוי, מליצי סחוס, נכנוסים לפונוב ביום הקשומים, שנזכה לישוע, מתויך שעס רוצנו. Aces, as man kshomim is an ace rotzen, and then melitzi schus kamin shenizke li Yeshua. Lishna dekro v'yifru yesha, v'eimosai, Bisman shashchokim yizlo tzedek. He says, when there's a zman of kshomim, then that is a zman of Yeshuas. Amar Rabbi Tamchem Bach Aniloi, ein akshomim yordim elim kein nimchulu avineseyim shal Yisrael. That if Klal Yisrael is zeichel akshomim, that has to mean that they were meichel their avinis. Shenema rotzisa Hashem arzecha. Yidrabein Shalom was merutze to Eretz Yisrael to make it rain. Shenema rotzisa Hashem arzecha. Shavto shvis yakoy. Eibisha was merutze to Eretz Yisrael to make it rain. Shavto you return shvis yakoy. Nososa avoin amecho. Kisisa kol chatosom selo. So it seems, so when is it Ratzisa Hashem Arzecha B'kshomim Al Yedei Nosos Avoyin Amecha Kisisa Kol Chatosom Sela Oma Lai Zeiri Midehehovos. Some of this was in Rashi, this was a different Zeiri, this was a later Zeiri, not the Zeiri we're acquainted for, these Midehovos. Ravine Atun Mehoche Masnisolo Anan Mehoche Masninolo. Va'ato tishma shemaim in tefillah shleime. So we're speaking about the tefillahs and for the tzrochim that the tefillahs will be niskabel. Va'ato tishma shemaim v'solachto lechatos. And there it's speaking about of Yerida's motto. So we see that the zeiche, you zeiche to motto, dafke if there was a kdime of slicha lechatos. This was Emes wants to say, that could be, that's why the Sukkis is Nidoinim Alamayim, because that's after Yomim Neroim, after Yom HaKippur, but there's a Slichas Oven, then after that, Azuk Tachaber Likaloshin, he says that, Ein Akshomim Yordim, Elim Kein Nimchlu Avineseim Shal Yisrael. Let us go further. Oma Rab Tamchen Bereide Rab Chie Ish Kvaraku, Ein akshomim netzorim elim kein ischayvu seineim shal Yisrael kliya. Here he says it is only netzar if seineim shal Yisrael achayiv kliya achmona netzlon destruction. Shenema tzio if there's yoivish, there's dryness, gamchoim and there's heat. Yigzalu meime sheleg, that it was stolen, the meime sheleg, there's no rain, is sheol chato, that means the chet was so great, that they deserve to go into sheol, the chayiv kliya, the chayiv misa, then it's yigzalu meime sheleg. Omaloi ze'iri midehevas, laravina atom mehochemas nisanlo, ana mehochemas ninalo. It says, so it seems that when is there va'otzer es ha-shamayim? When the oimid va'vata mehera, the oimid le'kliya. It seems the Gvur HaSari wants to say that there's a machloikis between these two mandiyomrim. Because l'chei the two extremes. One mandiyomr said, can only be zeichel l'kshomim if the moichel davoynis. So if you're not moichel davoynis, you'll be chayiv kliya. But if you're not zeichel l'kshomim unless the moichel davoynis. And the other man, the Yom, says, Rav Talchum says that there's only an atziris kshomim if the chayiv kliya. If they're not chayiv kliya, even though you're not moichel davoynis, by space there's no problem. So the Svas Emes wants to say that Emerson, we had mentioned on that base, the Proshas Drochim also mentions this, but this is might sound like the Proshas Drochim. We'll see in a minute. He wants to say that there's two types of kshomim. There's a kshomim that's bo al yedei kodesh bochu, and we hear a posik that there's a mafteyach. One of the sholosh mafteyches is the mafteyach shel kshomim. But the mafteich shasham anoisein mota al pnei oretz. That's in Eretz Yisrael. V'shaleich ma'am al pnei chutzis. That's with a shliach. So he says there's two types of kshomim. is Gishmei Broche that's Miyodi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's other Gshamim. So he says that the first Gemara is talking about that can only be Zoyche for Gshamim, only if the Nimch Lavin is same Shal Yisrael. That is speaking about the Gshamim Aboye De HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you have to be Zoyche, that's Gishmei Broche, and that you have to be Zoyche to Mechilas Avoynis in order to be Zoyche to these Gshamim. The second man, the Amma, that's speaking about, there's only Atziras Gshamim, if say name Shal Yisroch Hayev Kliyeh, that's not speaking about Gshamim, that's not speaking about Gishmei Broche from the Rabbeinu Shalom, this is speaking about the Stam Gshamim. So the Atzira of those Gshamim, that cannot be unless the Chayiv Kliyeh. That's what the Sfasemis wants to say. If they will remember, this is not like the Proshes Drochim. Proshes Drochim wants to say that Yerovam tainted to that Achav tainted that the Oyved Avodah Zorah and this Nova Otzaras Hashamayim. So he wanted to say that Bemison is not Kashe. Because the taka there was a v'otzer shemayim, the oitzer atoy from the Rebbeinu Shlom, that was taka v'otzer as shemayim. That taka was netzar. The rain was tamazaya rain, which is not from the gimel machteches. It's not through the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a different type of a rain. It's a different type of a mayim. As he wanted to say, so it comes out lahilo and shad v'otzer as shemayim v'avata mehiro. That means so we're speaking about the rain from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and also you need Vavata Mahira and Mekain Oymed Lidekli. So that is not like the Sfas Emes says. Omar, let us see Rashi. Rotziso Hashem Arzecho B'mayim. Nosos Avoy Namecho Miyad. Omar, let us see Mitiyovis L'Raviyya Ziri Shtab Hoya Min HaRishonim. Stam Ziri was from the previous generations. The Ravina Sefer Rov LeRozeh says, so this is a different Ziri. That's why it says where he came from. Ba'ato Sishma Shemayim Va'imu Nesata Motor Al Arzecho B'Tfilo D'Shloime. They also told in Mechilas Avoinis. Tziyo Gam Choyim Yigzlu Meime Shelek. Shetzio gam choin goiz lemeimis ha-shelek sheni yoich demotem kemishpotom v'yodua she-shoil choto that the chet is a chet that the chayiv kliya, Rachmon Netzlan lo yeh motor v'somach lei v'avate Zog te gemore weite Oma Rav Chizde Ein ha-kshomim netzorim elo bishvil bitl trumis ha-maisres. The Gshomim are only netzar b'shvil bitl trumis ha-maisris, shenema tziyo kamchoim yigzalu meimei shelek. We'll see that he learned tziyo as a lotion of tzivui. Mai mashme, tonu dever ha-bishmoil b'shvil dvorim, shetzivisi eschem b'moisa cham v'loy asisem. He says there was a tzivui b'moisa cham to be mafresh trumis ha-maisris, and you didn't do it. Is Yigzul Mikame Meshelik Bimaisak Shomim. Sakrashi Tziyo Dorish Loshen Tzivui. Dvorim Shetzivisi Eschem Bimaisacham Atrumis Amaisreis Gozul Meshelik Esamotom. Sakta Gemara Vaita Omar Rabbi Shimon Ben Pozi Einak Shomim Netzorim Elo Bishvil Mesapre Loshen Horo. That can bring about Atziras Gshomim. Shenema Ruach Tzofein Techoilel Geshem. A Ruach Tzofein will shter Geshem. Just like a Ruach Tzofein will shter Geshem, a Ruach Tzofein is Mephazer Anonim. It's Mephazer Anonim, so you can't have Geshem. So just like a Ruach Tzofein is Techoilel Geshem, Uponim Nizomim L'Shein Seiser. So a Lashon Seiser, that what a person speaks per se, it's going a Lashon Hore, that brings about a Ponim Nizomim, that Rabbeinu Shlom is in Kas, and that also brings about a Tziras Gshomim. So just like Ruach Tzofin, Techeilu Geshem, Aponim Nizomim, will come about through Lashon Seiser, which is Lashon Hara. Zogt Rashi, Ruach Tzofin, Techeilu Geshem, Aponim Nizomim, Lashon Seiser, Techeilu Tevato, Kamoy Layachal Devori, Kedem Rinim B'Yevomis, the Ruach Tzofin, Boruhu, Mevi Oiro Lo'ilom, is Ma'ashek Shomim Netzorim, Ponim nizomim, shemara kodesh boruch shenemevi moto lo'ilom, mipnei l'shoin seisel, so guys, rechilus. Pshat ha-mikro, kishem sheruach tzofen, tachaylo geshem, kach ponim nizomim, mipnei l'shoin seisel. Also, bida ponim nizomim, mipnei l'shoin seisel. Zog te gemore weiter, Taisves, ponim nizomim loshen seise perish, bishvil loshen shekel loshen seise, shema loshen hore, ha ruach tzofin tevatel hageshem, so then will become a ruach tzofin as kishen, aino ponim nizomim, that is the ponim nizomim that is a minia of geshem. Omar Rav Salo, Omar Rav Amnune, enak shomim netzorim elo bishvil azei ponim. That the Nekshamim are so because of people who are Zeponim, Shenema Vayimonu Revivim, there was a many of Revivim, or Malkish Loyoyo, or Metzach Isha Zoyna Oyolo, so Metzach Isha Zoyna means just like the Metzach of an Isha Zoyna is not ashamed of her actions, so Metzach Isha Zoyna Oyolo, and that brought about Vayimonu Revivim. Omar Rav Salo, Omar Rav Amnune, Kol odom sheyesh loy azus ponim soif nichshal ba'avere. That means if he has this midah of azus ponim, doesn't have the midah of bushe, so then there's nothing that holds him back. Soif nichshal ba'avere. Shenema u'metzach. If a person has azus metzach, isha zayna hoyeloch. So you can end up with an isha zayna. What's going to hold you back? Rav Nachman Omar, v'yodua shenichshal baveire, not that if a person is an asponim, so that eventually will bring him to be yoiva an aveire, no, if he is an asponim, we can assume that he was yoiva an aveire. Shenema hoyolecho, metzach, even as metzach, isha zayna hoyelecho. We can assume this already. V'loi nema yielecho. Zogt Rashi, v'yimonu revivim mishum demei anto hikolem shoye becho azus. Hoyo mashme kevar nichshal, that he was already nichshal. Zogt Gemara weiter, Amar Rabbe Baravuna Kol Odom Sheyesh Lei Azus Ponim Mutar Likroisoi Rosha. One is permitted to call him a Rosha. Shenema Hois Ish Rosha Befonov. Let us see what Rashi says. Hois Ish Sheyesh Boi Azus Ponim Emoile Rosha Befonov. You can tell him in his face he's a Rosha. That a person who has Ponim is a Rosha. Ve'ein boi mishum malkis, k'dem ridim b'meseches kedushin, mishum dova zeh b'lvad mutar, l'kreise rosha. I don't know what Rashi means, ve'ein boi mishum malkis, the Gemara in Meseches Kedushin says as follows, the Gemara in Kedushin, Dav Chofche says, ha'koyre l'chaveiroi mamzer soifik esar boi. To become a mamzer. Roshe, yoyred imay lechayiv. Yoyred imay lechayiv is not soivik es arboim. There Rashi says, mutal esanoi soy, vaaf lemayit parnasosoy. So, lechayre, the chiddush is in yoyred imay lechayiv, not in nalkis. Let us see, toisvis, mutal ekroisei roshe, aaf agav damrinim bekdushin, akayre lechaveri roshe, yoyred imay lechayiv, leze mutal, devadai nirshal baveire, so I just wanted to be ma'irah on Toisvis. Toisvis, Rashi in Toisvis. From Rashi it would seem, umishum dovozel bavad mutil ekreise roshe, for the asus ponim alone. As his ponim alone is a pes, he can give him a shame rosha. Taisvi says, if he's an asponim, the vaday nichshol ba'avera. So lechere, that's totally in this two lashaynes. The Gemara, we have two lashaynes. Rav Amnune said, soifay nichshol ba'avera. Rav Nachman said, biyoduesh nichshol ba'avera. So according to Rav Nachman, it's good. So if he's an asponim, I can assume he didn't have a virus, I could call him a Rosh Befonov. According to Rav Amnun, how do you know he didn't have a virus? He's potentially, he'll do an a virus, but how can you call him now a Rosh Befonov?